see you there.
It is the live Labor Day edition of the program, and you can, as always, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, and of course you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us, FreeTalkLive.com. Starting things out this hour with a little bit of audio. It's usual when Gardner Goldsmith is with us. He is one of the few people that bothers to do any sort of work preparing for this show. So he's brought in a sound clip for us.
All right.
And I saw this in the news, and I just figured, well, what's new? Another politician supports a smoking ban. So I just sort of left it aside.
You know, Ian, I got to tell you, that happens to me so much, and especially when you work in radio, isn't it? It's a weird phenomenon because you become so jaded to their stupidity and selfishness and ignorance that you say, yeah, just another example. And then you realize, oh, wait a minute. I really should bring that into the show because some people might not have heard about that, and that's a great example.
Yeah. You always have to remember there's new people listening.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
So with that, we're going to play just a brief clip here from what sounds like a Republican debate, I presume.
Yeah, what it was Lance Armstrong had this, and this ought to make anybody think twice about giving Lance Armstrong another penny of their money. Lance Armstrong invited a bunch of presidential candidates to Iowa.
Bicycle guy?
Yeah. And he's got his Livestrong thing. So his Livestrong Foundation invited Hillary Clinton and all these other folks to be interviewed on MSNBC with Chris, I think I took too much caffeine and I'm going to explode Matthews. And of course,
that was my middle name.
Yeah.
I noticed Mark here with the caffeine-free Coca-Cola.
Good for you, man. Way to go. So it's very clear that what Lance Armstrong wants is he wants the federal government to get more involved with cancer treatment and have more of your money taken from where you would spend it. But that's a side.
This happens
here
to cancer patients. They're fighting cancer as though it is a terrible thing, but as though people's lives and bodies aren't their own. Mm-hmm. Look, if I do something that gives me cancer, it's really my choice, Lance. I do know that the possibility exists, if I smoke, that I might get lung cancer. But they're my lungs, and if I paid for them, they're my cigarette.
Well, and you know, even if it's... go ahead.
I was just going to say that we already know that the Republicans, we already know that they don't think you own your own body. I mean, we've known for the longest time the Republicans have been...
You think the Democrats think that?
No, because Democrats don't think that either, but they managed to pawn themselves off as caring a little bit more than the Republicans do on that issue. But we know they're all for controlling drugs and all that and not letting you make your own decisions about what you put in your body. But a lot of people, a lot of conservative people that would call themselves small government conservatives, have always thought that the Republicans were really out there for you and your business, right? They've always thought that.
Yeah, supposedly.
And so clips like this must be pretty tough for them to stomach.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, this is a conversation between Mike Huckabee and Chris Matthews with Lance Armstrong sitting between them, if you can just imagine, up on this podium. And they were all talking as Chris Matthews asked Mike Huckabee whether or not he would favor, whether or not he would sign a federal ban on smoking. Here it is.
If you were president of the United States, if you are president in 2009, and Congress brings you a bill to outlaw smoking nationwide in public places, would you sign it?
I certainly would. In fact, I would, just like I did as governor of Arkansas, I think there should be no smoking in any indoor area where people have to work. And it's not a... Here's the issue.
Oh, they have to work. Is that right? There's somebody with a whip at the front door.
There you go.
Ensuring they stay there.
It shows
work
you
there.
Where the Republicans have gone.
Chaps and a bullwhip.
Yeah.
That's what I use to keep my employees inside when I'm smoking.
It's the exploitation theory. You know, it's total. That is just Marxism right there.
A chair and a revolver, just like the lion tamers have.
Right.
How is it that, I mean, that's got to be tough for somebody that, for, I don't know, are the Republicans in America, the so-called small government conservatives, do they still believe that the Republicans are going to somehow make the government smaller anytime soon? I mean, after these...
You cannot delude yourself. And Huckabee is considered to be one of the big conservatives.
Right.
He's talking about a socialistic, fascistic, national government ban.
He knows what's best, Gardner. He knows.
It's incredible.
I don't support a restaurant bar smoking ban because then you're basically saying we're dealing with consumers. Broaden it. Here's the issue. It's a workplace safety issue. The same reason that we regulate that you can't pour radon gas into a workplace is the same reason that we shouldn't allow people to pour the toxic, noxious fumes of a cigarette into a place where people have
to
work.
Listen to the way he talks. They're pouring cigarette smoke into the places where you work. It's just it's like somebody's got a cauldron full of smoke up on the top of the
right.
building. He's just pouring it in.
Right.
I mean, what are you talking about?
As if I mentioned on the radio, I was talking as if the places where these people would be employed, suddenly the doors open up with giant teeth and suck them in.
Right.
You know, I've got you now. It's smoky in here.
We're not going to allow you to choose to work in the smoke-free place down the street. You'll be staying here forever.
And you noted he did it again there. He's where they have to work.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if I want to smoke in my office where I employ some people, and I want to do it so badly that I'm willing to pay my employees $5 an hour more
exactly
than the place down the street.
Right. That was one of the things I tried to bring up with one of the callers. There's something else in that quote that he's going to get to. Wait till he mentions 1964. But it was very interesting because I said, look, what if you wanted to be able to work in a place where there was really loud music? And
that's
suddenly all these people said, yeah, what I said to this guy, what if before we had these really really nice little things you could put in your ears, the little earplug deals, you had to wear these big things over your head? I mean, if you wanted to, you could wear a mask over your nose and mouth smoking place. So I said, so what's the difference between a guy saying he wants to have a national ban on smoking because it could harm the lungs of the employees who, quote unquote, have to work there, and banning loud music over a certain number of decibels in a club?
Well, I guess
in 1975.
The only difference is that no one has proposed a federal loud music ban.
Yeah.
But I bet you if you ask this guy that same question, well, then would you also support a federal ban on anything over 75 decibels? He'd
After
probably
all,
say
we
yes.
all pay, supposedly, we all pay for your mistakes.
He would probably say yes to that. Let's continue the clip here.
Passed.
I got that passed. Yes, I did.
So all workplaces, offices.
Every workplace in the state of Arkansas.
Wow. Seems like that'd be harder to get through.
It was hard. And I'll tell you something, Chris. It takes the personal involvement of the chief executive to make that happen. If I hadn't personally gotten on the phone and pushed for legislators, went throughout the state, we had a wonderful partnership with organizations like Cancer Society.
Pause it right there. Right when he says we had a wonderful partnership, anybody within the sound of my voice, never, ever give another penny to any of these organizations like the American Cancer Society or the American Heart Association. Don't ever, ever give them your money ever again. What they do is they use your money to then go into state legislatures like our state legislature here in the state of New Hampshire. They pay them $50,000, $60,000 a year to put on little orange tags to go lobby to coerce business owners so that they have to run their business the way that the American Heart Association or the American Cancer Society or the American Lung Association
mm-hmm.
want them run. Do not give them your money. You are funding coercion.
Well said.
I wish old Huckabee had given me a call and I was, had some kind of decision-making power that, you know, he would, in fact, give me a call, because he wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wish he'd have given me a call. And I'd just say, no, they're not your lungs. You can worry about your own. You get your own. God gave you your own lungs, Mr. Huckabee. Leave mine alone. Goodbye.
Way to go. That's
Lung Association, the Heart Fund, they all work diligently with us. The nonprofits were critically important to help get that message out and to bring to bear the message. But this isn't 1964. No longer can someone argue that it may or may not be harmful. We know without a doubt that secondhand smoke is deadly. Cigarettes are the
he
only
just said
product
secondhand
that we have
smoke
in this country
deadly.
That when used according to the package
we don't know
directions
that. Oh, yeah, EPA
will
said
kill
so.
You.
The EPA used false figures.
Yeah, they did.
That study's been debunked.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that.
And you know what's great? You see how he mentioned 1964? He didn't mention 1964 because of some monumental study that was released in 1964 that suddenly told everybody, oh, my God, smoking, suddenly, everybody, you know it's cancerous. Everybody, they called them death sticks in the 1800s, for God's sake.
Mm.
1964 was the year they passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act, when they turned private property into public property with the public accommodations portion of the 1964 Act, where the government can tell people who they can admit and under what circumstances.
You know, the only reason why governments get away with this is because people just, they lay down. the business owners lay down and they follow whatever rules government puts in front of them to follow. And I wish we could change people's attitudes on that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Live streams there, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, waiting for you at freetalklive.com. And do you have questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, and the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or a deflationary implosion followed by hyperinflation, visit D2Z.org, that's D2Z.org, or contact Troy at D2Z.org. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. Let's go to the AMP line and talk to George, from actually TSA George in D.C. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, George.
What's on your mind?
Dude, yeah, I want to do a smoke-a-thon, on Earth Day or something like that, but after hearing that crap from Huckabee.
It is sick. You're referring to one of the presidential candidates saying that if he were presented with a total nationwide ban on smoking in public places, meaning every single business establishment the public could possibly go into, he said he would sign it without hesitation because he apparently did the same thing in the state of Arkansas. I mean, it's just got to be a shock to the system for anybody that thinks the Republicans give a flip about business freedom.
Or even the Tenth Amendment, which they always kept saying,
yeah.
It's got to be about states' rights. You know, let the states decide on this crap. Like, that's a bunch of BS, and it makes me want to take up smoking almost.
Right there. Well, don't do that.
Anyway, in about just under a month, I'm going to Australia. And, Guard, do you want me to get you some Vegemite, mate?
Oh, man, no, please, no, 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 no Vegemite, no Marmite, just please. Actually, what you can do is if you can find me a T-shirt of Radio Birdman or something like that, the scientist, the new Christ. I am down on that big time, man. I'll send you a check in the mail.
George, did you make it to Burning Man this year? I know you went last year.
No, because I'm saving up for this big Aussie trip. Just, you know, it'll be expensive as hell, and I'm trying to do this new cheap way of going it by renting this campers, like wicked campers. I think you could go for this.
You're gonna drive a camper to Australia? How are you gonna pull that one?
No. When I get there, the camper vans that you can rent for like the price of a full size rental car, like here.
Cool.
Be like only $50 a day, and you got a full camper van.
Sweet.
Big little.
You don't
like
need
that.
Hotels, man. Surprising.
Exactly. Save a lot of money.
So they're okay? I mean, they're cool with you not having an Australian driver's license or all that?
No, as long as the license is in English, you know, they'll take it. Pretty much right there.
So is it just you, or are you going with some friends, or what's the point?
It's just me. None of my friends can afford it. And in my case, it's using my miles and going business class, in which I pay for it solely with my mouth, and I get to connect in Korea on the way over there because of that.
Nice,
wow.
Man.
So you're going all by yourself to Australia. Do you know anybody there?
Just some people I met on MySpace, per se, that I might be able to meet there on this website called Couchsurfing.com. It's a way where the locals, you get to spend a night at their place, you know, as opposed to a hotel.
That sounds a little scary.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure I'm going to really go for that. I'll probably just use a hostel for whenever I'm not.
I don't know which would be worse, a hostel or crashing on somebody's couch.
Well, this is Australia, and that brought us lava in Eastern Europe. I mean,
hey, they're always bed and breakfasts, man. B&Bs are awesome. They probably have plenty
expensive.
Everywhere.
Stay in the hostel.
Yeah, the hostel is cheaper.
If you can't stay in the camper, stay in the car.
Yeah, that's right. You've got the camper,
right?
Yeah, when are you leaving?
This November, and I'm going to be gone basically 3 weeks, but I'm only spending 2 weeks there. But it's between getting there and back, it's going to take me almost three because I got a 12-hour layover going and coming back.
If I know you, George, you're going to have some stories for us, so we look forward to hearing from you.
I'll be wearing my Free Talk Live T-shirt on the flight over there, too.
Thanks for the call, man.
Don't take the Vegemite.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I hear that stuff's awful.
It is just the worst thing I've ever tasted.
What is it
mouth.
Again? It's like yeast or something.
Yeah,
right?
It's a brown, viscous, glutinous yeast extract that they skim off the inside of beer barrels when their beer is fermenting, eh? Mm. And it's just so... It's just so bad.
The last time we talked about it on the show, somebody suggested that no one actually really eats the stuff.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, that was you?
I think it's a big national joke. I think in Australia, like in the U.S., we could actually set it up that, like, we could say, oh, yeah, you know, everybody in America, it's a tradition, we eat dog do. You know, we put it on crackers or something. And I think that's essentially what they did. They found this foul stuff that, you know, it's a residue left over from their beer. They skim it off, and they put it on stuff, and they're like, let's get them.
You know, it's a big national in joke.
That's all.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, here's some news from southofboston.com. Easton police recently followed suit with a number of area communities in trying to get cigar wrappers known as blunts off the shelves of local stores. According to Detective Michael Fox, quote, "We went to all the stores and requested they take the blunts off the shelves."
With guns on their hips.
They only serve one purpose, and that's to roll marijuana, said Fox, who said the Easton town bylaw regarding rolling papers issues a fine for noncompliance. There's a ban on rolling papers? Is that what he's saying? He likened the momentum-gathering movement to the path of banning smoking in public places. Quote, "It started in a few communities, and then the whole state went with it. But if we turned a blind eye to it, what would happen? People might
smoke pot.
They might buy a cigar and hollow it out and roll that pot.
That's what they were doing for the longest time before these blunts papers came out anyway, is they'd take all the tobacco out of cigars and then they'd stuff it full of weed and smoke on it.
And you know what's funny about that is that guy's so-called logic and saying, well, it started in small areas and then eventually the whole state went with it. Anybody know why the entire state of Massachusetts went with the ban? It was because they had a bunch of lobbying from certain vested interests from certain towns where the bans had been passed, and they said, well, we can't have smoking in some areas and no smoking in others because we'll lose business to the ones that allow smoking. So we have to ban it everywhere and make sure everybody does what we had to do.
That's fair.
Let's see. 8 months after the Brockton Police Department made a decision to ban blunts because of their usage as drug paraphernalia. I love this. Apparently, the police department can actually ban things now in Massachusetts. That's amazing.
What amazes me is it's taken them this long to figure it out. I mean, how long have they been using cigar papers for rolling marijuana cigarettes?
A long time.
A long, long time. Yeah.
Chief William Conlon says it's sending the right message. Quote, I think it's worthwhile, even if it doesn't cut down on usage, because it sends a message out to the youth that it's not something we condone. What do you think the youth doesn't understand that, Chief? You think the youth is a little confused about what the police department does and doesn't condone? You've got to be kidding me.
You think the youth gives a darn?
No, they don't.
The police department condones.
Quote, we feel they're within the parameters of drug paraphernalia, so they're banned. And it would be a test case if someone got charged with carrying and then using them. One might argue they're a legitimate product for rolling your own cigars, but who rolls their own cigars? Maybe in Florida, but certainly not Brockton, Massachusetts.
Now, why would they, roll them in Florida and not roll them in Massachusetts?
I haven't the slightest clue. I'd like to know that,
too. It doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know why anyone would roll their own cigars.
Does he think
they've got all those tracts of tobacco plantations in Florida?
No, I don't think there are very many tobacco plantations there.
Disney World in the swamp.
No. Maybe he's confused.
Where
tobacco grows best.
Maybe he thinks Florida is populated entirely by Cubans or something like that. Maybe he's just a little confused.
Oh, I get it. Cuban connection.
1-800-259-9231. More on the blunt ban on the way. Apparently, cops can just issue their own bans now. There's no need for legislation or the city council or any of that. Those old steps. Let's just go right to the police and make their own laws. This is Free Talk Live.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearonOnline.com. That's HearitOnline.com. HearitOnline.com. That's HearitOnline.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. No hitters, mid-court shots, and quarterback blitzes all make for a doozy of a game. But did you know doozy originates not in the world of sports, but in the world of automobiles? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG. When something's a real doozy, it's spectacular, larger than life. Just like the car that coined the expression. In the 1920s, the classic Model J Duesenberg, with its long ornamental hood and speed of 125 miles an hour, was considered a standard of excellence. Its name, Duesenberg, was shortened to doozy to describe anything top-notch. The stock market crash of 29 took the high-priced luxury car off the assembly line, but the expression has survived. Now, I hope you have a doozy of a day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live. We're here doing a show for you. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Simple CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts and a lot to talk about. Serious issues and fun stuff. You will find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's for free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Going to the phones here in moments, but finishing up the story from southofboston.com about the new blunt ban. That's right, the police have really decided to crack down, even though the police chief himself actually says that even if it doesn't cut down on usage, it's worthwhile because it sends a message that it's not something we condone. He pretty much is admitting, yeah, we know this isn't really going to do anything, but it's symbolic, so it's important that we do it.
Waste the police officers' time chasing after people who are buying cigar wrapping papers.
Well, it wouldn't be the ones that are buying it. It would be the stores that wouldn't be allowed to sell them. The way I understand the rules, and I don't live in Massachusetts, thank goodness, the way I understand it is, the way the article is written, it sounds like the police can make their own law here. The police have decided to ban blunts. Not the legislature, not the city council, the police has decided to ban it, and I think the way they have this leeway is there's been some sort of law that's been passed that's basically is a prohibition-style law for marijuana smoking accessories. So if something is deemed
by the police to be a marijuana paraphernalia, you know, perhaps rolling papers or, in this case, blunt papers, are deemed to be paraphernalia, then all of a sudden they become illegal.
And, Ian, of course, we all know that we have to let the cops on the ground be the ones who can make their own decisions. We've got to do that. You know, I love that sort of argument where as if there shouldn't be any, if we're going to be under our government paradigm, which I think is bogus, but there shouldn't be any sort of oversight of the cops, say judges, because or possibly the public at large,
citizen review board,
exactly. The idea that a cop could make a decision, well, this is paraphernalia and this is not paraphernalia, and we got nothing to do right now, and that guy is really ticking me off, so that's paraphernalia. And then of course the guy,
that convenience store owner didn't give me a free donut this morning. Let's go get him.
Right, and what happens? The guy who is arrested is in a whole world of troubles. Got to hire an attorney. Out of days of work, losing money, insurance rates could go up, reputation sullied. So, you know, leaving it up to the cop's discretion. There's another thing that really kind of gets my goat, wherever my goat is. And it's this concept of
law. He's been gotten by the chupacabra.
Yeah, the chupacabra got him in Texas. The law and order. You know, order is not necessarily created by law.
No.
And it's certainly not what this law in south of Boston's article.
Order is created by people acting in their own best interests.
Precisely.
And that's a natural thing. You don't need anything more than just the basic concept of don't hurt somebody else.
Right, but how often do we hear that phrase, law and order? Well, I'm a real law and order man.
Or how about this one? This is my favorite. This is a nation of laws, Gardner.
That's right. Oh, yeah, some of them are crap, too.
Exactly.
Most of them are.
Here, again, here's the police chief. Well, this is one in Brockton, Massachusetts. Police Chief Conlon, who actually should remove the first N from his last name. Then he's got a better one. Anyway, Police Chief Conlon, also questions the need for a blueberry or raspberry-flavored wrapper for an adult rolling his or her own cigars. A marketing strategy clearly designed to draw the younger set, he says. A typical scenario for teens and other drug users is to buy the 99-cent wrappers at local stores, empty the contents, and wait, wrappers come with contents in them? That doesn't sound right. Sounds like that's something you do with a cigar.
Right. Well, obviously we can't sell cigars because the youth might get them and make marijuana cigarettes with them.
And then roll the marijuana up in the cigar wrapper. And by the way, I question this police officer's questions here. I, as an adult, I'm not a cigar smoker necessarily, but I think that the idea of flavored things is pretty neat. I don't think you necessarily have to be a kid to appreciate that. What's wrong with that? I mean, flavored rolling papers, flavored cigar papers, there's a huge selection in that sort of area.
And certainly if this man is making that sort of determination, therefore you can assume that he has been sampling cigars, which is a really bad example.
Mm, yeah, he shouldn't be setting that
example.
He
shouldn't be doing that at all.
Typical, Stoughton's town manager is currently looking at the issue of drug paraphernalia bans and may follow suit with a similar ban to those of Brockton and several other Massachusetts communities. Following their steps to ban the cocaine energy drink and Spikes alcoholic beverages, the West Bridgewater selectmen also recently voted to ban blunts and urge cooperation from other local towns. Quote, not surprisingly, the Board of Selectmen and Police Department believe that selling drug paraphernalia serves only to condone drug abuse, akin to selling syringes without the drugs to go with it. Because, you know, you wouldn't want those heroin addicts to actually be able to buy clean syringes. Man, that would be awful.
You know, you guys, can you imagine sitting on one of those boards? Well, I mean, what kind of an existence would that be? Oh, man, every night or every week, once a week, twice a week, three times a week, after you finish your day job, or, you know, perhaps it is your day job, I can't even imagine.
Are you kidding? The payoffs, from the lobbyists, you know, the junkets that you get to go on where they hire the hookers.
What a nightmare.
And God knows what else that these people get when they're in their positions of power. Because believe me, they don't follow the rules they set out for us.
Have you ever, you know, you tune into your local access TV thing over in Amherst, New Hampshire. We got the local access. And they're sitting there, I'm like, you guys, do you do this to grow old? Do you do this to just turn yourselves into flaky pastry, human pastry, and just slough away? It's, what is it? It's crazy.
There's something in it for them, obviously, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
800-259-9231 to the phone lines to Ryan in Texas on the amplifier line. Hello, Ryan.
Oh, sorry, guys. You caught me right in the act of lighting a cigarette.
You're not setting a good example, Ryan. Shame on you.
All right. Y'all were talking about banning because of secondhand smoke and all that jazz. You know, you can go on principle, but sometimes it's better to argue, you know, the pragmatic response, which is Dave Hitt, who has a great blog about secondhand smoke on DaveHitt.com, has the greatest solution. When people talk to you about them, how many people die from secondhand smoke, look at them straight in the eye and say, name three.
Ooh.
A couple years ago, he did a little experiment, contacted the American Heart Association, American Lung Association, TobaccoFree.org, several anti-smoking lawyers. One anti-smoking lawyer gave him three names. One couldn't be verified, one had been ruled against by a jury, and one had her case thrown out because it was massive fraud. Show me a case of someone actually dying from secondhand smoke.
Or getting cancer from secondhand smoke.
Well, one and the same, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well done. And I know that Dave Hitt actually listens to our show from time to time, and he does his own little podcast, or at least he used to. I presume he still does. Isn't it called Smartinized with Dave Hitt or something like that?
I'm not sure. I actually found his site because he linked it on the BBS at one point.
Yes, yes. He's a very sharp guy and somebody definitely worth listening to. So, Ryan, any other thoughts?
That's about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. Great question. Name three. Name one.
Excellent.
800-259-9231. All those people that are talking about the secondhand smoke deaths, all those people are doing is reciting what they've been told. And they've been told that secondhand smoke is bad. They've been told that the EPA determined that. And as Mark has pointed out several times on this show, Penn and Teller did a great expose on this on their show, BS. Hmm. But the whole EPA study was, it was fudged. It was crap.
How in the world? Think about it. If you get lung cancer from, say, 50 years of inhaling an unfiltered cigarette, or a filtered cigarette for that matter, how in the world can being in the presence of diluted cigarette smoke, say in a enclosed Buick LeSabre, how in the world is that, you know, the few occasions that that happens to you, going to give you lung cancer? Come on, people. It takes 50 years of smoking two packs a day to get lung cancer.
It was a government study. It's been discredited, but people continue to parrot it as though it is truth. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, but if you're going to call it, you should do it now because it's only the remaining moments here. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. The idea is simple. You like the show, you send in $3 a month. We take that money in and we turn it around into promoting this program, to getting on more radio stations across the country and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So, get all the details, learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room and forum and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carl.
Hey, there's some things that come up the past few days. I don't know if you may not agree, but I was talking to like 3 of my friends, and we were going to send a message to Washington to protest, and they say they come up here and maybe claim refugee status and protest the loss of freedoms under President Bush and say they want his impeachment.
I don't think Canada lets the refugee thing happen anymore. It's not like it used to be.
Oh, they allow it. That's why we're going to try. I got 3 of my friends willing to come up here and join me to protest the Bush administration.
Really? Because I understood, maybe it's different for military members, because as I understood it, the members of the military that would like to just say screw you to the military and run up to Canada, they can't do that anymore like they used to, because Canadian government has changed its rules somewhat, and they're not as welcoming to people seeking refuge.
Well, that's what I did. I claimed refugee, and they accepted my claim.
Hmm. And what does that get you, exactly?
Well, they get you work, and they'll get you a work permit. They'll get you a health insurance card. They'll help you get a place to live until you get work and, you know, your own place and everything.
So you took Canadian government assistance. You're kind of like an immigrant mooching off the system then, basically.
Well, I'm getting own money and everything, but they put me in the immigration center temporarily till, you know, I get situated, and I don't know. I mean...
And what were you a refuge from, exactly?
Well, the American judicial system under George Bush and the prosecutor, which picked up my case, Paul McNulty, who was appointed Deputy Attorney General under Alberto Gonzalez.
And what would your friends be refuges from?
Well, they don't like the Bush administration. They don't have any problems with the legal system, but they don't like
so
the
So you're
Bush
saying that all you have to do is go up to Canada, as long as you can get out of the United States,
yes.
is go to Canada, tell them you're a refugee, and they'll your Canadian taxpayers then get to foot the bill to
yes.
put you up in some sort of center and feed you and that sort
yes,
of thing?
Yes, as long as you don't have a criminal record, they will not detain you. If you do have a criminal record, then you might have a problem.
Oh, you're going to have a problem, all right. You try to cross that border with a felony and some misdemeanors there, they will lock your butt up in one of the nicest jails you'll ever see and then kick you out the very next day. I know. It happened to me.
I've got a couple of my buddies doing it just to send a message to Washington, you know, that we want Bush and his administration gone.
Yeah, I don't think Washington's going to care.
If you have enough Americans leaving and coming here... You know, do it as
well, then what you're going to have, if enough Americans do that, is you're going to have the Canadians right-click shutting down their little refugee system, because that's going to cost the taxpayers quite a bit.
Your friends have a much better chance of protesting all this by joining the Free State Project than going to Canada, because if they go to Canada, there'll be three people that left the United States and went to Canada.
Yeah, but we don't want people that are going to mooch from the system joining the Free State Project.
No. There's no guarantees they were trying to mooch. They just wanted to protest the Bush administration. Isn't that the case, Carl?
Yes.
Well, can't you move there and claim refugee status without mooching from their system?
Oh, yeah, of course. But that's what they give you. You know, you don't have to, you know, accept it, but, you know.
I see. Yeah, I think if a bunch of people did what you're suggesting, the Canadian system would just change. And
that would also
no
send a message protesting the immigration policy of Bush, too, if somebody would just, a whole bunch of people, like maybe thousands of people would just come right across the border. And all
I don't think so. There was already a news story earlier this year that Canadian people moving to Canada, it's up. I mean, the amount of people moving from the United States to Canada, I don't know how many of them are claiming refugee status, but the amount of people leaving this country is at a record high for the last 10 years. So thank you for the call, Carl. I appreciate the suggestion at 800-259-9231. I just don't think that, A, the U.S. government would give a flip that you're leaving, or, B, that they might even, that they would even know.
Yeah, they'll just let in three Mexicans.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's up?
Well, first off, I just want to start off by saying I love your guys' show, and there's a definite donation coming from me here.
EBV, baby. EBV. What's on your mind?
Yeah. All right, well, I was wondering, can I say a poem or something, like a political poem I have?
Sure.
How long is it?
It's, like, not even more than 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right, go.
Well, I have two. Like, do you think I can fit in both of them?
You better go quick, though, so go for it.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Walking down the street, people staring at my chest. Got my shirt off, grabbing snitches by the breast. Beat it on my face.
All right, that's far enough. Thanks for the call. Sounded a little too dirty for the air. 1-800-259-9231. But congratulations to him for getting through our new phone screening policy. It's been over, what, like a week since one of them made it through?
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, our board ops are doing a good job.
Yeah. Good job for him. To him for getting through, and good job to the board ops for keeping all of them out.
Gardner,
given his talent. Okay, go ahead.
We've got a short amount of time, and I want to make sure we get to your story
right on
this John Edwards thing.
Yeah, I got this. I posted this over at the Liberty Conspiracy.
That's libertyconspiracy.com, your website, blog, podcast, all that stuff.
Right on. Thank you very much. So I put it over there, and it's the first thing up at the website. John Edwards' anti-constitution health plan would force Americans to make doctor visits. And here's the story. A new report from the AP cites John Edwards as explaining that his health plan, which of course breaches the U.S. Constitution on so many levels it could make you ill, will force Americans to go to the doctor. Amy Lorentzen of the Associated Press writes this. She wrote this up yesterday. Out of Tipton, Iowa, comes the story. Democratic presidential hopeful John Edwards said on Sunday that his universal health care proposal would require that Americans go to the doctor for preventative care. And here's what he says. It requires that everybody be covered. It requires that everybody get preventative care, he told a crowd sitting in lawn chairs in front of the Cedar County Courthouse.
Did anybody throw anything at him?
Oh, man.
The required crap just annoys me.
It's incredible. Which is where you're going to end up if you decide you aren't interested in going to the doctor, since you're required to go. If you don't go, eventually they're going to do something to you about that.
He literally says, if you're going to be in the system, you can't choose not to go to the doctor for 20 years. You have to go in and be checked and make sure that you are okay. He noted, for example, that women would be required to have regular mammograms in an effort to find and treat the first trace of problem. Edwards and his wife, Elizabeth, announced earlier this year that her breast cancer had returned and spread. Edwards said his mandatory health care plan would cover preventative, chronic, and long-term health care. The plan would include mental health care as well as dental and vision care for all Americans. And when you get into that mental health care thing, just on a specific, away from the anti-constitution, fascistic, socialistic nonsense, that mental health care stuff is so ambiguous, and it's such a cesspool of PC, political correct, psychobabble, that you could have virtually any problem, and it'll have to be covered by the federal government. This is incredible. He says the whole idea is a continuum of care, basically from birth to death.
Which is what they want. Those government people, whether they be Democrats or Republicans, they want the government to take care of you.
Because when they control your health, they control your life. Look, what step are we away from? Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Goldsmith, you have some kind of allergy to molds and stuff. You're going to have to move to Arizona.
Yeah.
You've got to move. You've got to get out of here. They'll
get on the government bus and they'll take you across the country.
I was thinking
quarantine zone.
Monitor you if you are a smoker. Make sure that you're not smoking.
I was just thinking, you know, here we were talking about the smoking thing and then translating into the 1970s volume band on speakers and so on. What if they were to decide for us how loud our headphones had to be? What if they told manufacturers you cannot allow sound beyond a certain decibel level because it will harm the hearing of all the people, and of course everybody gets harmed, and this sort of thing dictating, can you imagine the gall of this guy to tell you and me and anybody else, you can't not go to the doctor, we're gonna make you go.
And that means that there's some sort of threat involved. I mean, if you don't go to the doctor, they'll either force you somehow to go to one doctor who you may not necessarily want to visit, because then again, it's going to be the government-mandated doctor, so you can be able to choose which doctor you go to. And so you'll go to the government-mandated doctor, or maybe they'll just throw you in a jail cell and give you the jail doctor at that point.
And if you think there's a health care system out there like the VA that wants to kill you, I'll tell you what, the jail doctors do, in fact, want to kill you.
Hey, you know what? I look at what Edward says here. That's a threat to me.
Of course it is.
That is a threat of aggression against me. That is a
threat.
I haven't broken any laws.
He wants to help you.
It's just incredible. If I ever get a chance to get that guy on my show, I'm going to work my damnedest to get that guy on the show. I don't care if he never, ever, or anybody else associated with him wants to come on my program again. I want to eat that guy up. I want to destroy that man.
Good luck getting him. Let me know if it happens.
Man. We're going to work at it.
It has been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
We'll join you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.